Monday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We should really stop. Maybe it's. I think it's. Maybe we'll do it. I don't know. There's no next week really. I want to, you know, Shofar. The length of the Tkiya Shmara. We did that one year. It was very good. Very good. And I'll see. Tonight, I'm not prepared for it, so we'll continue with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And we're learning about davening. We learned about also Shalom B'Mromoth. Sif Zion and Simon Kuf Chof Tes. Im Chol Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos, not this year. Yesh Mekom Moshom, I'm Luchun Rana Nukumar B'Shar Shabbos, I wonder why. Yesh Mekom Moshom Aschilin Mizmo L'Dovid, that's Nusach Sfar does that. Yesh Mekom Moshom Aschilin Mizmo Shilya Mashabbos, that's what we do. Chom Okom Yachzik B'min Hogov. Okay, Vaita. Lachar Gemar Tfilas Mayrev B'Lel Rishon. If the Mayrev of the first night, Noigin Kolechot, Loma Kolechot L'Chaveru L'Shonot Tovid Tikasein L'Sechot Sein. Of course, Jews are never happy with anything too short, so we make it into a whole. La'ata l'chaim toiv, mashallah, you know, it's like Kiddush Rab or Shabbos morning. Like Chas v'Shalom, we should just thank the bird prayer gofen. It ends up being twice as long as the night Kiddush. V'lanakeva oimrim tikosevi v'seichosemi. I always wondered, like, okay, you know, you should speak proper Hebrew. You know, in the machzor, there's like four boxes, and the kids in school come home with their sheets, and they have such a good time. Aval b'yom ein, the teretz is, I don't know, I'm not asking a kasha, but apparently you see in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, I don't know anywhere else in Shulchan Aruch that you see this, that we take this very seriously. You know, good Shabbos is good Shabbos. It's a way of saying hello. Maybe a Mekayim Zochas Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho place. But here it's taken very seriously, a bracha that you're giving someone else, and therefore it's like a whole formula. Make sure you say it correctly. And you can't say it in the day. Avol b'yom ein omrim. After davening, he means. Because presumably it's after Chatzos. So l'fi shekvar nigmar ha'ksiva kodem Chatzos hayom. So I don't know, we don't like to think like that because we got another whole day coming up. But go learn Michta Melio and all the others for him about the second day Rosh Hashanah. Uvelel Sheni Yeshnogin La'omro Ki Lefomim Nidoinim B'yom Sheni. That's Loshon Dina Rabba, Dina Zuta. Okay. I think in Eretz Yisrael the minig is not to say it the second night. I believe. Ari, can you help me here? I think my first few years here, I said it the second night. I think like a chutz la'aretz person will say it the second night, because the chutz la'aretz mentality of 2 days yomtiv is that the second day is like the first day. So, but in Eretz Yisrael, it's like I don't even know what these 2 days are all about. In the olden days, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, when my grandmother was nifta, what? When my grandmother was nifta, I'm telling you a story. It's okay, it's not such an interesting story. I came to Eretz Yisrael, so how many years ago was it? I forget already. It was before I met my wife. I went out, I met her here in Eretz Yisrael. So it's like a good number of years, say 30 years, 35 years, whatever. And then people that didn't use electricity didn't have generators, didn't have nothing. The people that didn't use electricity, shops I'm talking about. The people that didn't use electricity had kerosene lamps that stunk. I mean, you can make a bracha because the Mishnah Berurah explains you're only not allowed to make a bracha if something is spoiled. But if something just smells bad, you can make a bracha. I can tell you kerosene lamps smell bad. And it like permeates the whole house. And it has this disgusting smell. And so that's every Shabbos. But when I was here that summer, it was Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Now, like, so they didn't use the refrigerator. I'm talking about people in Mattersdorf. They didn't use a refrigerator. They had ice. They used to buy ice. Like, you know, the 1920s. But they had a 3-day yomtiv, like beyond them. You know what to do. Now everybody, you know, you have generators. You know. What does he say there?
He doesn't say it. He doesn't mention it.
My experience on Sorotskin is that people do not say it the second night. You're branded as an American ole if you say it the second night. I'm telling you, I'm convinced that the mentality is that way. And the Chutz Lawrence will say it the second night, because to him, Yom Tov Sheni is like Yom Tov Rishon. But to Neretz Yisrael, like the whole thing's weird. I don't know what to make of it.
Can you just say the Seicha Seicha?
What?
Can you just say the Seicha Seicha? It's already written something to say the Seicha Seicha.
There's no such formula. I don't know, there's no such formula. So say Gemar Chasim B'Taybah. Yeah. That's what they start saying, Gemar Chasim B'Taybah, okay. Anyway, Erev Tavshilin, that's also very exciting. And there it's so. Erev Tavshilin, wow, man. I already got an email. You know Mrs. Gorman, my pen pal?
Yeah.
She already sent me an email 2 weeks ago. Erev Tavshilin, what's going to be? How should she do it? Can I do it for her? Besudas Halayla, Noagin Lasso Simonim Lashona Tova. That is a Gemara. The Gemara sees in this a problem of Kishuv, or of not Kishuv technically, but Mahone Menachesh Nichush. You'd call it Nichush. The Gemara sees in it a problem, but the Gemara says Simona, but it's a simon. You don't really mean that this is going to determine your fate. What we say the Yiratzon, and it's really the way the Torah says it, the Beis Yosef, the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan, it's a way of focusing your Kavana. In other words, the way it's supposed to work is you eat something and it's like a play on words, and it's you focus your Kavana on whether it's Shana Tova Mesukah or Ni'av Rosh V'Lozanov or whatever simon you have, but it's really just a stepping stone, like a hechitimtza for tefillah, instead of just in a vacuum saying yiratzon sheni'alanu shetialanu shana tova mesukah, so you eat an apple dipped in honey and you feel mesukah, so you could focus on it better. That's possible.
So if you don't have these things, you should say this yiratzons anyway.
No. I mean, you could if you don't say Hashem's name. I mean, you can even say Hashem's name technically, but we don't. We refrain from saying Hashem's name. Stamuzai. Forget Rosh Hashanah, forget everything.
Okay.
Meikar Adin, I could go into the field and say Hashem's name and say, please help me get to Yerushalayim safely. And I could say Hashem's name. Ado. We don't. It hasn't been done for hundreds of years. People would not say Hashem's name out of any context of a bracha or a pasuk. We don't.
You do.
It's a formula. Mishnah Berurah says you do. I think he doesn't have Hashem's name here. Mishnah Berurah certainly says you say Hashem's name.
The Rav is saying if you don't have the fruit, you can say the tefillah, but don't use Hashem's name.
I mean, technically, you can even say Hashem's name too.
You
can do it any day. I mean, we're talking about the minhag that the Gemara brings down. That's only with the fruit. But it's a means of focusing. Should you say it without the fruit? I would say no. I wouldn't say you're even more tasteful, but I have to say something that's going to get me in trouble. But it's a good point. You know, there's a Shrekki concert tonight in Chovos. It made a huge tumult in Eretz Yisrael. They wanted Aser. It became one of these things that they got hold of. So, you know, I have my friend there in Chovos. So they wanted him to sign a Kol Kore that you're not allowed to go. And
why, because it's L?
Whatever it is. They don't need a reason, because they haven't answered anything in 6 months. So. It doesn't matter. No, Taruba, you know, the whole bit. Like with Leap in America. Anyway, so I have a friend, you know, my real friend. So they go over to him. So they say, sign. So it says, it's an Issa D'Oraisa to go. He says, I am fine. I have about Toysus. If you tell me the Issa D'Oraisa, then I'll sign it. But I'm afraid I would sign it. I don't want to be able about Toysus. The Sudas Halayla, because they wrote. The Sudas Halayla.
They didn't say Bittul Torah?
What?
They didn't say Bittul Torah? That's not.
didn't say, they didn't, they left him alone. Like, I mean, the true story, he just told me the story. Sudas Halayla Nogin Lasso Simonim Lashon Tova. Okay, this is, again, this is based on a Gemara, and it's not so poshut, it might be nichush. And the Gemara says it as a chiddush, that afal pi, whatever, but simono milsehi. You're allowed to make a simon. And again, the Achronim explained that it allows you to focus in your tefillah. Tovlin pruses a multi bitvash. Vachak shochal kazayis omer yirosu shetchadish aleinu shonotovam besukah. I believe we do not do this. I don't know anybody that does this. We save the yirosu for the apple. Vachak, he has a, it doesn't matter. Oh, for sure. I mean, before the bracha, you mean? You should, what you should make sure not to do is to make it between the bracha and the eating. You can make it before the bracha if you want. I mean, I think a normal way to do it would be to make the bracha and to eat it and then say the yirotzah. If you're not making a bracha, I don't know, I mean, it really doesn't matter. If you're not making a bracha once you're on your second fruit, and you're not making ha'etz anymore because you were moitzi ha'etz with all the ha'etz you're eating in the suda, then I say the yirotzah before I eat it. Right before I eat it. But if I'm making a bracha, then it's bracha, eat, yirotzah. That's how we do it. I happen to hate honey, by the way. I don't know what's so sweet about honey. Maybe it's sweet. When I was a kid going to camp, now I remember this very clearly. When I was a kid going to camp, I loved grapefruit juice. And they gave it for breakfast, and I always asked, I wanted more. I loved the taste of it. But I was probably 8 years old. I said, wait a second, it's sour and it's bitter. Like, how can I like it? Like, it bothered me very much. I didn't. Anyway, so I don't like honey, even though it's sweet. So it's sweet. So can I say to you, Rod, some? I guess so. It's sweet. I don't like sweet. I don't know.
But you don't want to have the bitter in it.
I'm samech on the apple. I'm samech on the apple. The apple's sweet. All right, boy, it's a sweet apple. So I'm samech on the apple. The apple, I like the sweetness. Honey, maybe it's too sweet. Maybe I need like low intensity honey. V'achar kach toivel k'tzos tapuach mosok b'dvash u'mevorech ol abor p'reit v'ochol. Now this is not so partial. It depends how you're going to do the simonim. Because if you have a lot of fruit, then you're really supposed to make the bracha over Shiva Saminim and Chetusar Geffen and Eretz Olive. Olive's first. You're not going to eat an olive. Olive's bitter. So next comes a date. So you make a bracha on a date. So here comes the old yesod that I gave you so much grief in the shul. If you're not going to eat the date till dessert, then there's no din kadima. The din kadima is when you're holding by doing two things now. So there's a din kadima. So you would make the ha'etz. You have Pesach. You would make the ha'etz on the date, and you would be motzi the apple. Most people make the bracha on the apple, but then it's wrong if they then eat, let's say, the date and say the yirotzon on the date. Yitamu sonenu. If so, you should push off the date. You should specifically have in mind that the date you're eating for dessert. So then there's no din kadima, because you want to eat it after the meal. And now it's before the meal, so there's no din kadima.
Why can't you just take the date first now?
You could, but the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has him eating the apple, and later on he has him eating a date. I don't know. See, we do it with the date. But most people, I think, do make a bracha over the apple. And that's not poshut at all. If you're about to eat a fruit from the Shiva Sminim, it's wrong. I don't know, it's an Aveira, but it's wrong. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to make
Rimonim,
a bracha.
Every morning.
Yeah, that's all the problem. Anything from Shiva Sminim, right. So I make a bracha on the apple. That's traditional. And I just, everything is dessert. I just push off everything for dessert. All the Shiva Sminim. What?
Even if Shiva Sminim are not on the table?
That's my opinion. Even if it's on the table, you have no plans on eating it now.
You're saying even if it's not,
it's not on the table. The Shiva Sminim are in the kitchen.
When are you going to eat it though? Next?
You eat it next, because your wife's not bringing it up until after you finish with the apple.
No, it's still wrong. It's wrong.
How does having this kavona got? This is really dessert. You know, it's in 3 minutes.
Why 3 minutes? You're going to eat a whole meal.
Yeah,
more
dessert.
You're going to eat a whole meal.
You're actually mummish pushing it.
I push it off to dessert after the meal.
But then you just sing a legal fiction.
No. Some people want to use the idea of a legal fiction, taka, by talus and tefillin. Because really the din is, if you hit the tefillin before the talus, you're supposed to put on the tefillin first. But, you know, you're like, sort of embarrassing. You know, people are looking at you. The truth is, no one's looking at you. Believe me, no one's looking at you. Everybody's running in late, trying to catch up. No one's looking at you. But people think people are looking at them. So there is, some achrayim suggest what you call a legal fiction. You say, okay, I'm not putting on the tefillin now. I'm putting it on later. But really, you're going to still put it on right after the talus. So it's a legal fiction. It really doesn't help. But some achrayim suggest that maybe you can do that. I got into trouble in shul. That was my first, one of my first big fights in shul. Like, you don't remember? Ooh, Simchas Torah. The guy said we have to daven mincha first. I said we're davening mincha at 6 o'clock. We're not davening mincha now. We're not mechuyev to daven mincha now. We'll daven musaf. No problem. He said, no, kedima, you got to daven mincha. Yeah, big fight. Okay, but it's the same yisod. Kedima is only when you're doing the two things now. If the other thing is later, there's no din kedima. Okay. That's 90% of the time. Sometimes it's a din kedima that something has to come first. The tamid shel shachar has to come first. That's not a din kedima of two things with an option. That's a din that the tamid shel shachar has to come first. Okay, so you eat the tapuach mosot bedvash, you make a bar per eight, and you eat it. Okay, Peter, you got it. If you make a bracha, the best way is bracha, eat, swallow, and then say to your rotzen. No, really, I'll take those brachas. You have to swallow. V'nogim lechon rosho bal chai. V'omer miyotah sheniel rosho. V'yeis ladech rosh kevus. Shigam kezeche leilu shel yitzchak. So people use a fish. That's the first minig. And then the mahadeh rosh kevus. Every year I buy a rosh kevus, and it's geshmak. Like, you get the head, and you got the teeth. And the thing, the problem is you can't eat anything from it. Like you scrape. So this year, my wife just called me up this afternoon that Hackers, by Hackers meat, she said no more Rosh Kevis, that you get the Rosh. It's too much bother. They don't want to clean it. They have to take off the hair and the this and the that. And so he collected the Bosar from the Rosh Kevis and he sells that. 130 shekel, by the way. We're talking major simon here. The simon is that you're going to spend a lot of money this year. So for 130 shekel, you could probably buy, like, let's say, 5 to 8 portions of Bessar Rosh Kevis. So my wife wanted to know the Beit Zion Shechita, not Machpul, the other one, the Beit Zion Shalom Kol. So they're still selling Roshes. She wanted to know which she should be ma'adif. So I told her, you know, it's cute to be able to look at the rosh and see it. It's very scary. The kids come by, they touch the teeth, they get all scared. But that the sim, as long as you believe him that it's a rosh kevis, if he's nemon, and he better be nemon because I'm eating his meat. So if I believe he's a rosh kevis, then that's the sinner to eat a Rosh Kevis. You don't have to see that it's a Rosh.
Unless it's better to focus.
Okay, but Hacker's Shechita versus the other guy's Shechita, I'm not going to go. Besides, I can never eat the Rosh Kevis.
So if you can't eat it anyway, what's the difference?
So here Hacker scraped off the meat and he made it into edible pieces.
I'm saying the other one, you can't get the meat off anyway, so it doesn't matter the Shechita, but you just have the Rosh.
That's what we did every. When we used to buy that, Taka didn't need it. I wouldn't need it, so we just looked at it
and looked back at you.
Yeah, because the eyeball was there, and then we ate the roast dog, and we just like. Okay, v'gam bochnosam hayirakos sheish lem ba medina sheim amora l'tova So everybody makes their own simonim, and everybody makes the same jokes every year. Kamo b'dinoseinu gezer, which is merin, she wrote to Shiva Sfeseinu. Yishnon gam kalad lechol dogim, which anyway, I would imagine you eat on Yom Tov, maybe not, I do. Sheish remez lifros v'libos, kamo dogim. We add, when we say the yirotzon for nifre v'nirbek and dogim, we add the words b'li ayin hara. That's the mile of dogim, like by Yosef, b'li ayin hara. So we add, because Shenifra v'nirba we say by Marin also. So we say it by Dogim too, but by Dogim has a special B'li Ayin Hara. Vein levashel osam b'chometz, ki ein ochlem dvarim chamutzim, o meririm b'rosh Hashanah. Now this is, meririm means bitter. Chamutzim is what? It's sharp. So you, some people say sharp is not bitter. So what's bitter? Grain is bitter, obviously. Mustard is bitter.
I'm not sure what sharp is, though.
Sharp, is anything sharp and not bitter? I don't know. People come up with all sorts of... What?
Pepper sharp.
Anyway, but nowadays, you can go even in the Ezra's Torah store, they sell Chometz Chas V'Shalom. You shouldn't have coleslaw for Rosh Hashanah. It would be like a catastrophe. It would be a siman ra for the whole year if you had to not have everything you want to eat on Rosh Hashanah. So they make special, even as the Torah started doing it. They make salads without chometz. You can buy cucumber salad without chometz. You can buy every salad. You don't have to be missing anything your heart's desire. And it's now, for the first time, you can eat cucumber salad on Rosh Hashanah. We must have davened very good last Rosh Hashanah. We got cucumber salad this Rosh Hashanah. Look at that. Anyway, so I fight with my kids every year about ketchup. Because it has chometz in it. But it's not bitter at all. It's sweet. They have a lot of sugar in ketchup. So...
You can have ketchup.
I don't know what I hold. They eat it when I'm not looking.
I
don't take ketchup. No, I'm not. My father, Oliver Sholem, never ate ketchup. Well, he never ate ketchup. Stop was like, he ate it in the chong, but my mother would not let him know. If he would know that she was putting ketchup in the chong, he would eat it. You know what ketchup is to a European? Anyway, I don't eat ketchup. I don't eat mustard. Nowadays, you eat Basar Shomein, it's a Simon Ra. But in the days of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's a Simon Tov. Figure it out. Gam Nogin Shalalechal Egozim Veluzim. Egozim is walnuts. Luzim is what? What's Luzim? No? Anybody? What's Luzim? Besides the street here. What? Almonds? Shkedim is almonds. Ki Egos. What? Shkedim is almonds. I don't know. When the kids of Shulchan Aruch uses the word luz, I don't know. Ki egos, oh, let me see what they say. I have an English. Look at that. Hazelnuts. So you're supposed to, by the way, you're supposed to buy sweet things. You buy your kids candy. I mean, that would be part of the simmon. What? Oh, the egg goes b'gematria chet, even though it's off by one, but no. And the joke is that chet is also b'gematria chet. You shouldn't do any aveiros on Rosh Hashanah. Get the joke? Pesach, get the joke? Chet is also b'gematria chet. But it's really dafka walnuts. Muncie, the bakery, used to sell these confections for Rosh Hashanah. Like a mound of... But it had nuts in it, and walnuts. I can never figure that out. Poured over with honey. I can never figure that out. That's like, everybody knows you don't eat... People think you don't need any nuts. The truth is it's wall, eggos is a walnut. Maybe we use the word eggos to mean a nut, but eggos really means a walnut. So eggos begematria chait. So why don't we eat luzim? What's luz begematria? V'yesh lumud al ha-shulchan Torah, that's always a good idea. V'nogin k'sas lumud mishnayis v'sechta Rosh Hashanah. If you don't know it by now, there's four prokim in Rosh Hashanah. There's four meals in Rosh Hashanah. Right? 2 days, 2 meals each. You could learn one parak mishnayis by each meal. If you are so inclined. And use the art scroll Machzor, has a very good synopsis of each Mishnah. Like it explains each Mishnah well and Bekitzer, because you're not going to start learning with the Ravs, especially the first paragraph, especially the first Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. But till you explain what everything is, it's not a good idea. But the article has it very, very succinctly and Bekitzer. So that's good, and it's a good idea. Always a good idea to learn from the table.